Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back for another deep dive. So let's dive right in.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so first up, we have a story about Abigail Korte, a Ghanaian boxer who has just made history.
Wow.
By becoming her country's first female world champion.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And this is a really remarkable achievement, especially considering, you know, she had to overcome quite a few hurdles to get there.
Yeah, I imagine.
You know, societal barriers, limited access to training facilities. It's really a story of perseverance.
It really is. And, you know, it's fascinating how this kind of intersects with conversation about gender roles and societal expectations. Yeah. It's a great opportunity, I think, to talk to your kids about the challenges people face in pursuing their dreams.
For sure.
Especially in cultures where those dreams maybe don't align with the traditional norms.
Absolutely. It's a powerful story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on from challenging norms in one area to another, we have Major League Baseball shaking things up.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
By introducing robo-umps in a majority of their spring training games this year.
Robo-umps, that's what they're calling them.
That's the catchy name that they've given them, yes.
So what do they actually do?
Well, the system is officially called ABS, and basically it uses cameras to track pitches and determine balls and strikes.
Huh, interesting.
And, you know, the idea is to improve accuracy and fairness in the game.
Okay.
They actually tested this out in the minor leagues last year, and the data showed that human umpires are right about half the time on those really close calls.
Really? So like 50-50?
Yeah, pretty much 50-50, which, you know, it's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder then, like, what is the role of technology in all this?
Right.
Like, is perfect accuracy always the goal?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to, like, the human element of the game?
Yeah. It's a really interesting question, and I think this is a great opportunity to maybe have discussions with your kids about, you know, the role of technology in our lives in general.
Absolutely. It has implications far beyond baseball, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah. Things like automation, artificial intelligence, the future of work. This is something that we're all going to have to kind of grapple with.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting to see that it's starting to touch even the most traditional aspects of our culture, like sports.
Yeah. And now, on a slightly more serious note, there's a concerning story about a measles outbreak.
Oh, no.
In West Texas, the largest the state has seen in 30 years.
Measles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sadly, there has been one fatality of a school-age child who wasn't vaccinated.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's a really tough story, and it really underscores the importance of vaccinations and herd immunity.
Absolutely.
And protecting public health.
It's so important.
You know, maybe this could be a good time to talk to your kids about how individual choices can impact the community as a whole.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, even delve into the science behind vaccines and how they work.
It's a good opportunity to kind of have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on a bit of a lighter note, you know, The Juice also features a daily quote, and I found today's quote particularly relevant.
Yeah.
It's by Rosa Parks. You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right. And it's interesting how it kind of connects back to Abigail Korte's story.
I was just thinking
that. You know, both showcasing that courage that it takes to defy expectations and to pursue what you believe in, even when it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good reminder that standing up for what's right can have, you know, a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Especially for young minds who are trying to figure out their place in the world.
Sure.
And speaking of inspiring discoveries, did you see that article about the smell of ancient Egyptian mummies?
I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I had to do a double take on that one.
I know. It's not what you'd expect.
So scientists have been sampling the air inside sarcophagi at the Egyptian Museum, and they discovered that mummies actually smell.
Oh.
Yep. Surprisingly pleasant.
Pleasant.
Like woody, spicy, even sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And apparently they're hoping to recreate these smellscapes for museum visitors so that they can experience mummification in a whole new way.
Huh.
Right.
That's interesting. It really makes you think about how we experience the past through our senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe this could be a good jumping off point for conversations about ancient Egyptian culture, the signs of mummification, or even just the unexpected ways that we can learn about the past.
Absolutely. It's a whole new dimension.
It is. It makes you wonder what other smells from the past we could experience.
Well, I think that's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
So to all of our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.